The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is Julie Laurent from the Region 4 Agency on Aging. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. For people that may not know what you guys do over at the Region 4 Agency on Aging, what are you guys all about?
Well, our mission is offering choices for independent lives. We want people to be able to live independently in their home or in the living arrangement of their choice. You know, for example, like adult foster care with their families or maybe in their own place. We can help identify the steps and resources available for any adult 65 and up or individuals that are 18 and over and experiencing a disability. We can help them figure out, you know, some of the ways that they can live independently if that's what they choose. You know, there's a lot of questions when people start to age, like how am I going to stay in my home? Mm-hmm. How do I find somebody to come give me home-based services? How do I understand my Medicare benefits? We're just here and want anyone aging or over 18 with a disability to know we're here to answer questions, to help and help them mostly find the resources they need. And you'd be surprised at how many amazing resources and programs are out there to help people age in place.
Yeah. And it's so, you're right. It's so important. And there are many people that, they would like to stay in their home for as long as possible. And even if they happen to go to a senior living facility, they still want those sort of comforts of home in most places. So they want to be able to understand a lot of the important things as you age. That stuff is important as well. And one thing recently is you guys are recognizing Falls Prevention Week. Has that already happened? Is it coming up? What do we need to know about Falls Prevention Week?
It's coming up next week because it lines up with the first day of fall. You know, nice.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, nice tie-in. But Falls Prevention Awareness Week was started by the National Council on Aging. We partner with them every year. Next week. So it takes place the 20th through the 24th of September. It's a national campaign to increase awareness around fall prevention mm-hmm. and ways to help seniors and caregivers reduce risk of falls. I think people would be really surprised at how many adults' safety and health are impacted by an unexpected fall. And it can take a huge toll on their independence, mm-hmm. Not to statue to death, but falls are the leading cause of unintentional injuries in hospital admissions for trauma among seniors. More than 25% of older adults fall each year, but less than half tell their healthcare provider. And falls account for 2.8 million older people visiting emergency rooms each year. And that results in about 800,000 hospitalizations.
Wow.
And as many as 300,000 older people experience hip fractures each year. And of those injuries, 95% are caused by falling. The direct medical cost for injuries from falls each year is $31 billion. So you can see why it could take an impact, have an impact on a senior. If you're on a fixed income and you suddenly have to go to the emergency room and you have a couple thousand dollars medical bill from that visit, that can really impact your health and safety and just what you're able to do in your life, you know, financially. But more than that, you know, they're preventable. Mm-hmm. That's the key here to this week. Falling is not a normal part of aging. It's just something that happens, you know, when we're not prepared or there's a surprise. But that's what this week is about. Kind of some ways to at least head some of those falls off at the pass, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's something that is not a seasonal thing. It's not like, you know, how, yeah. I mean, everybody may have a slip on the ice or something like that when the weather changes. This is something that is something to be aware of all the time. Like you said, it could be something as simple as maybe you can't go up the stairs as easily, or maybe you don't have maybe your stairs are a little bit slippery. Maybe if it's hardwood or something like that, or you don't have proper safety rails in your bathroom or something simple like that. And those falls, like you said, those can be some major injuries for people. I know if I'm in my mid-30s, if I fall, it hurts. As you get older, I mean, that could be hip problems. I mean, some people I know have fallen on their face and fractured something that way and had to go to the emergency room, or they broke their arm. A lot of things can happen, but like you said, a lot of that stuff can be preventable if you look at those things and you're aware of all of that stuff. So what are some of the things that you will be doing with your Region 4 Agency on Aging when it comes to observing Falls Prevention Week?
Well, this year we've done something new. We're doing these things called Home Safe Home Kits, and we have 200 that we're giving out next week. They're all accounted for at this point, because we had signups over the past week. It was in the paper and the radio and everywhere. Thank you guys for mentioning it, by the way. But in these kits, let's talk about what's in them, though, because even if you can't get one of these kits, maybe there's things that you can go get or call us to help you get that would help. So like you said, the grab bars, that is huge. Like on the shower next to the toilet in the bathroom where water can spill, in the kitchen, the stairs maybe leading up, say you have a couple stairs up in your back hallway, like you said, if they get wet, grab bars mounted to studs in the wall are very important. That's a huge, huge help. Blood pressure monitor, that's another thing we have in there, because higher or lower blood pressure, you can get dizzy if you stand up too quick. You're walking, you have really low blood pressure. Like there are moments where your blood pressure can affect your equilibrium, being dizzy. So if you are keeping regular track of your blood pressure, then if it's starting to look a little wonky, you can go talk to your doctor about it. And seeing your doctor is and getting that in check will help you prevent a fall.
Right.
We have activated night lights. I think people of any age can identify walking down your hallway at night, going to the restroom or something, and the dog's laying there, or there's something that you dropped that you didn't know you dropped and you trip over it. Like those motion activated night lights, if you put them in areas of your home that are kind of dark at night, you'll see it. Like I said, these preventable falls. Another thing we have in the kit that is so important, and I didn't realize how important it was until, I started working on this project, a personal emergency response system. It's basically a button that you press and it calls 911. It gives them your location as well. It works off of cell phone towers, so you don't have to have a phone plan or anything. But I was talking to a woman who a few years ago, she said that she was in the tub and she fell and broke her back and had to lay there and scream for an hour until a neighbor finally heard her.
Wow.
Because she couldn't move. I mean, imagine how scary and horrible that would be to need help and have no way to signal anybody. And I've mentioned that story to a couple friends of mine in talking about, what we're doing next week. You'd be surprised at how many people have parents or, aunts or uncles or grandparents with the same story. It's so, you talk about this stuff and I know it's not exciting. Nobody's like, it's Falls Prevention Week, but we really should be excited about it, because literally 1 in 4 of our population, and soon to be 1 in 3 of our population by 2030, will be seniors. And it is so important that we make sure they're safe and we make sure that they are healthy and protected. And it's all hands on deck. We all got to look out for each other. And that's what is the most important thing I think about this week for me. Sorry, I got a little bit off there. The other things we'll be doing is we'll have resources on our website that are going to have, a falls prevention checkup. You take this quiz, 12 questions, make sure your home is safe. You can do that with an older person in your life, or you can do it if you're the older person in your own life. and then we'll have a couple classes announced where you can learn about falls prevention and even taking Tai Chi or yoga. It helps you with your strength, flexibility, and balance. And that could save you. You know how you almost have a fall in life,
right?
But somehow your core strength was good enough, or you balanced. Well, that's why we want people to be as active as they can, build up as much strength as they can, and we'll be working with people to take these classes to access all of the resources and just get as much information as we can out there to help.
And will these home safe home kits be available at any other point in the future? Like is there a waiting list or some way they can either find out some of this stuff on the list and, and find resources in order to get some of those things?
Yeah, right now, like I said, they're all accounted for, but and I'm not sure exactly what the plan is, you know, for the next phase of that. But I would encourage people to take down this number. Everybody get a pen. It's 800-654-2810. This is our info line. And let's say you need some grab bars or, you know, one of those personal emergency response systems, you know, and you don't know where to buy one, or maybe you need a little help getting one, or you have a friend who needs one. You can call us, and the people that answer our info line are like human Rolodexes. That's how one of my coworkers described them. They have so much knowledge and and are so good at connecting the dots to get people help that if you really, really need some of these things in your home, give us a call, and you know, we'll set you on the path or get you resources or do whatever we can to make sure that you are falls free.
Wonderful. That's some great information and great stuff. Is there any other resources online that we can find if we want to?
There can. If you go to the National Council on Aging website, they'll have a lot of resources for Falls Prevention Week. And if you just Google Falls Prevention Week, you'll get a myriad of things popping up there that will guide you to all kinds of information.
Wonderful. Well, great stuff. Falls Prevention Week. Let's celebrate it and stay informed on all of this stuff, because it is very important. But Julie from the Area Agency on Aging, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me about it.
Thank you very much. It was great to talk to you.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.